For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. The San Bernardino Municipal Water Department is celebrating two milestones. The department is marking 120 years of quality water and sewer services and the dedication of the tertiary treatment system of recycled water. Miguel J. Guerrero, general manager, said, quote, "The launch of the tertiary treatment system is a key piece to strengthening our region's water supply and the next step in a long tradition of adaptation, progress, and service to this community," end quote. A damaged propane tank caused an uncontrollable leak in a neighborhood adjacent to Mount San Jacinto College. The hazardous materials emergency started around 4 p.m. and prompted residential evacuations and road closures on Wednesday. Authorities are saying the cause was a 55-gallon propane tank leaking due to a broken shutoff valve in the area of West Community College Drive and Heritage Ranch Road. Several California agencies have wasted, misused, or failed to report over $5 million in state funds. That's according to a recently released report from the state auditor investigating improper activities. David Klein is a spokesperson for the California Taxpayers Association.
I don't think there's any Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Green Party person in the whole state who thinks it's smart to spend millions of dollars for absolutely nothing when this money could be used for education, could be used for health care, could be used for, you know, better roadways, all sorts of things.
The state's Employment Development Department accounted for the majority of wasted funds. The audit found over $4.6 million was spent on service fees on thousands of cell phones, many of which were unused for several months over the last 5 years. The report also looked at the California Air Resources Board, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Department of Parks and Recreation. Healthcare premiums for an estimated 1.7 million Californians are set to skyrocket on January 1st, as Congress has been unable to agree on a fix. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
On Wednesday, four Republicans joined Democrats to force a vote on a proposal to extend COVID-era subsidies, but that won't likely happen until January. Those subsidies make plans cheaper on the Affordable Care Act marketplace known as Covered California. Congressman Dave Minn, who represents Irvine, says the price hikes will force many families to drop down to a cheaper plan with fewer benefits or lose insurance altogether.
Many Californians received those notices from Covered California just a few weeks back, announcing that they would see anywhere from 50% to 200% increases in their premiums based on the expiration of the ACA tax credits. What we're talking about is thousands of dollars a month for working families in my district.
The subsidies were eliminated last summer by the Republicans' so-called One Big Beautiful Bill in order to pay for other administration priorities, including a hike in the budget for ICE and tax credits for corporations. Democrats warned that health care costs will rise for everyone, not just people who buy insurance on the ACA exchange, because when large numbers of people lose insurance, they will seek care in emergency rooms, costs that will be passed on in the form of higher hospital bills and insurance premiums. Wednesday night, House Republicans approved a health care plan that would let the subsidies expire, but try to control costs by putting $1,000 into health savings accounts for low-income families on the ACA. Vaishu Jawahar is director of policy programs at the nonprofit Protect Our Care.
Their plans are really non-starters. We're still going to see millions of people lose their health insurance under their plans, and we're going to see premiums go through the roof. Their plans really do nothing to address the most urgent problems we have facing us.
The House Republican bill would also allow small businesses to link up so they could then afford to offer coverage to their employees. And it would put transparency requirements on pharmacy benefit managers. The bill, however, faces an uncertain future because a similar plan recently failed in the GOP-controlled U.S. Senate. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Watt.